I owned a group of weeklies called the Sun Papers, which won a Pulitzer Prize. And I sold them to Warren. And then when I'd see Warren occasionally, we'd go out to lunch or dinner, and he was telling me about the problem he was having in Buffalo, where it was a very important, he always wanted to own a Metropolitan Daily, and he was up against it with the Courier. So he asked me if I'd come up here, and I said, sure, I'll come up. And I traveled here 1 week a month, and then eventually I moved here. Warren and I were not only business associates, but we were very good friends. We used to run on the track together. We did a lot of things together, and although the Sun was just a weekly, we used to brainstorm ideas at his house to get exclusive stories, and frankly, we did a lot of independent research and investigative reporting and won a lot of prizes, and the Pulitzer was one of them.
Well, then what was it like to transition from him overseeing you, really, as your big boss?
He doesn't oversee. Warren lets his managers manage, and if they got a problem, they can call him and work it out. So he really lets you loose to do what you want to do.
What was the hardest thing to turn the Buffalo News into what it is today after the Courier closed? What were your challenges at that time in the industry?
The big challenge was the Courier because we had less circulation and less advertising. After it closed, frankly, it was just a matter of taking care of business. We had a whole bunch of new circulation, a whole bunch of new advertisers. We needed to staff up accordingly, so that was a lot of fun because that was all positive.
Since that time, no one has taken on the Buffalo News as a daily competitor.
No, that's true throughout the industry. There's just no two newspaper towns. You can't penetrate the market. Once one daily is established, no matter what you invest and how smart you are, you only got to get a small percentage of the market, and you'll soon go broke.
What's been most controversial for you here through the 30-plus years?
We always have detractors. No matter what the story is, people will complain about it, that we're prejudiced. Fortunately, we get a lot of people that write and say, you're too liberal. And we get a lot of people that write and say, we're too conservative. So we think we've probably got it balanced pretty well.
You have helped take the transition into the digital age. Will the paper remain a print product in many years to come, or will digital finally take over as the multimedia platforms expand?
I think it will continue to be print in the foreseeable future. When Warren Colville heads it, and Warren Buffett's still chairman of the board, both of those people are print people. That doesn't mean that they're not connected to all the changes that are taking place. But I would say as a print product, we'll be one of the last papers to cut out print in the country.
But you seem to be onto something with the digital side. You've added audio and video and interaction with your audience and your readers. What has that process been like, and to convince the traditional reporter that they must embrace it and be a part of this new medium?
My strategy in everything I do with a paper or business is the Buffalo News has got to be number one. So that's what guides me, and I invest resources accordingly. That's what we pursue, and we've had good results. And we'll fight till we are number one if we aren't number one.
Did you ever envision at the age of 85 that you would have still been in position that you're in?
I didn't know if I'd still be alive. I'll tell you, I don't feel at all weak or unable to function as the head of the paper at 85. It just was about time to do something like this.
Most memorable news story for you in your career?
In my career, it's right at the one in the middle there.
Oh.
It was the Boys Town story that won a Pulitzer. And what I like to do was not just cover a story well, but to initiate a story. And you can do that if you're thinking that way. Too many people in the newspaper business report, you know. It's not far from a kid in the class. They report. And there might be some sidebars and things they'll do. But to me, the question of a good newspaper is, what do you go out and dig up yourself? What do you decide is wrong that needs to be changed in the community?
So you did a lot of enterprise reporting.
A lot. Love it. That's the main thing I love.
What's your final message to the community as you exit out of the desk here on January 1st?
Keep growing and keep reading the Buffalo News.
Mr. Livesey, thank you so much.
Thank you.